I think we're streaming. Yep. All right. Looks like we got bitrate and sending data. Let's take a look at the website. Take a look. For all of you out there, this is Chrome Corner episode number 27. I'm getting everything set up right now. I'm going to mute this real quick so I don't destroy your guys' eardrums. I hope you can hear me. If you can, please say something in the chat really quickly. We are live on the Chromosphere Radio live stream, which is on, I see Devin's in the chat on YouTube already. Let's see, going to Facebook, just going to make sure we're all good to go. ChromeandSteelRadio.com has the live stream, and it is up and ready, so good. Okay. And it looks like it's active. All right, guys, let's get started then. We have an action-packed show here today, Chrome Corner episode number 27. We're talking about Independence Day today and a lot of other trucking news. The world is an interesting place right now for sure. So we're going to try to talk about a couple subjects when it comes to that, specifically some new laws that were passed in California about electric trucks and what that means for not only the chrome industry but trucking in general. We're also going to talk about July 4th weekend and some stuff that you guys may come up against this weekend, this coming weekend, the 4th and the 5th. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about a really cool new project that we may have going on here at Jack's Chrome Shop, which is we could be doing a project truck for the shop, a new Kenworth cab over. So we're going to talk a little bit about the cab over that we're possibly going to be redoing here. I'm in talks with the owner right now to buy it, and then we will be restoring it. Hopefully here on the YouTube, on Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube, so you guys can watch that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk about, we're going to do our Jack's Chrome Show YouTube update and Q&A, which we normally do every week. White Line Fever, for all you YouTube guys, is coming out on Patreon only this coming Friday. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and then I'll take your questions. So it's an action-packed show here today on, I guess it's Wednesday at noon. If you guys are not aware, this is the Chrome Corner, and let's get started. So if you guys would like to win a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt, just like the one I'm wearing right now, it's got our logo on it. We've had these now for about 2 weeks. We did a giveaway last week, and I'm going to announce the winner of that later on during the episode. I've already selected it, and then we'll do another shirt giveaway today. So if you want a Chrome Steel Radio shirt for free that we will send to you, make sure you are active in the Facebook or the YouTube chat. So let me get in the Facebook chat to make sure I'm not missing anybody in here. I know you guys would like to win a... Oh, there it is. All right. Maddie's in here. Robert Green's in here. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone on YouTube. Good to see you guys. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It's Wednesday now, I guess, but let's get into our first sponsor. Okay. So, our first sponsor, which we love and has been our longest sponsor now, is of course Davy Crockett TA Travel Center, which is down in, Greenville, Tennessee at exit 36 on I-81. They have been family owned since 1976. That's right. Since 1976, Davy Crockett TA has been family owned. That's quite a few decades. It's almost twice as long as I've been alive. But make sure you visit them down at exit 36 on I-81. They have a Dunkin'. I normally mess it up and say Dunkin' Donuts. Apparently all the Dunkins are now just Dunkins, no Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why they changed it, but here it is. They also have an IHOP and a Papa John's, a new 4-acre parking lot. I know that parking has been an issue for a lot of people here recently. In 2020 in general. So they have a new 4-acre parking lot, so make sure you stop by their facility there if you're in the area. They also have a full truck maintenance facility that does tires, preventative maintenance, oil changes, engine diagnostics, roadside assistance, and lube services. If you have a pet with you guys in the truck, they do have a pet area, a laundry room, and a cat scale. And of course, Davy Crockett TA and all of the staff down there are huge supporters of truckers, our troops, and ChromeandSteelRadio.com, or Chrome and Steel Radio in general. So if you'd like to go visit their website, it is DavyCrockettTravelCenter.com, and they have their fuel prices and all of their updates on there. I believe they're still doing some drive-in movies, so if you guys are in the area, exit 36 I-81 in Greenville, Tennessee. So thank you very much to them. Let's talk July 4th, Independence Day. It's coming up quick. I don't know where June went. I don't know where the rest of this year has gone, but we are half over now. It's July 1st. That's right. July 1st, 2020 is here. And Independence Day is this weekend. Some of you guys probably are at home this weekend. Some of you guys may not be. But definitely thank you to those people who are staying out away from their families or away from home this weekend to keep everything delivered and the supply chain going in this very uncertain time. So thank you to those people who are staying out there. We're sorry, obviously, that you couldn't spend more time with your family, but work calls, obviously. If you're out there, one of the biggest things that I've been reading on a lot of the websites when it comes to trucking news is protecting your loads on July 4th and July 5th weekend. I've heard a lot of insinuation throughout the industry that there's a lot of cargo robbery or cargo security problems that happen this weekend and on a lot of the big weekends throughout the year when it comes to holidays. So make sure you are protecting your loads if you're out on the road right now. Be very careful. Make sure you're parking in the right places, especially if you're running a show truck or something that's like a working show truck, something that's nice. Make sure that you are watching your stuff and taking care of that. I've seen multiple articles across Overdrive and Trucker News and all that kind of stuff about increases in load theft, whatever you want to call it, over this weekend. So make sure you take care of that. I am not aware of any truck shows that are over the weekend. We went over the truck show calendar for this year last week on the show. If you want to take a look at that, we have our past episodes up. It looks like there's no truck shows that I know of this weekend. The next one, I think, is Rantoul at the end of the month, which is in Rantoul, Illinois, the Top Gun Large Car Shootout. If you guys are looking for truck shows or truck show content, we will have some up here, obviously, on the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. So check that out. And Chrome and Steer Radio will be posting some as well. But obviously, since it's a holiday, people are not probably going to truck shows and probably spending time with their family. So I've heard a couple updates on truck shows coming up soon. Not to get off too far off topic, but I hear the Utah show, the Salt Lake City show is going virtual as well. And of course, the Jamboree is virtual this year. So Robert Green says 45, rest in peace, keeps you safe. Amen to that. Okay. So the rest of the people who are not working, the rest of the drivers out there who are not working, who are relaxing this weekend, please be careful. Obviously, I'm going to a big get-together as well. Make sure that you guys are safe this weekend when it comes to adult beverages and pyrotechnics. Hello, Robert Green. I can't talk today. Joseph O'Neill, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming by. Make sure if you're relaxing this weekend, be careful, especially if you're on the water. That's a big thing here in Indiana, is to go tubing or go floating on July 4th or go out to the lake or whatever. So make sure you are being careful with your celebrations. I don't want to hear any stories of people coming back without digits or toes or something like that. So be careful this weekend, and that's basically all I have on Independence Day. If you guys want to talk to me today, we are still doing a giveaway in the chat. So if you're on YouTube or if you're on the Chrome and Steer Radio Facebook, go ahead and tell us your July 4th plans. Let us know what you're doing this weekend, and you will be entered to win a free Chrome and Steer Radio t-shirt, and we will ship it to you. So if you guys want to tell us your Chrome and Steer or your July 4th plans, please do, and you'll get one of these shirts. This is our old logo right here. I don't know if you can see it. I can barely... Chrome and Steel. There you go. Okay. So if you guys want to win one, make sure you are in the chat, YouTube or Facebook. Please do that, and we will send you one of these for free. Let us know what you're doing on July 4th. Let us know if you're working. Let us know if you're staying at home and staying not busy. Okay, great. That's Independence Day. We'll come back to that here in a little while when we get some replies in the chat. Besides that, let's go to our second sponsor of the day. And the real topic that I want to talk about today is obviously our possible new project truck that we're going to be doing here, some of the new YouTube videos that we're working on, and also, last but not least, we really want to talk about some of the new laws that came into effect here that's going to impact the trucking industry. But I wanted to get Independence Day out of the way real quickly. Okay, so second sponsor of the day is, of course, RightLoaded.com. RightLoad is new for us, and RightLoad's not new as a company, but they're new as a sponsor for us. The concept behind RightLoad is they are a load board based around the driver, absolutely no broker fees. So there's no brokers, no surprises, no showing up to the job, whatever. You know exactly what you're going to get when you go on RightLoad.com. And not only do they have a website, but they also have an app for Android and also for Apple devices. It's called RightLoad. And the cool thing about RightLoad is you get to choose your own loads. They have an entire board there, and you get to pick exactly what you want. And the fee is $27 no matter what it is. So they post loads every single day to their social media and also to their website. So you guys can go on there at any point in time, pay $27, get any load, no extra fees, no BS, nothing like that. So all the shippers and the carriers that are on the platform are pre-vetted and pre-qualified. So you know exactly who you're doing business with, and you're not just going to show up and it's going to be some rando or something like that. So if you guys would, and you're looking for a new a load board or something better than it's a load board, please go to rightload.com, or you can download their Android or Apple apps. So thank you so much. Rightload.com is where you need to go. Okay, so let's talk about our new project truck. I've been looking at this truck now for probably 4 or 5 days. Let me give you a little more information about it. I don't have it up here. I'm not sure if I want to share it on the stream because somebody might steal it from me, or buy it before I can. But the truck is an 84 Kenworth K100. I believe it's not an E model. I think it's a B model. But it is an 84 Kenworth K100 double bunk truck. It's currently blue. And, like I said before, let's get into it. Obviously we do trucks here and we do a lot of truck parts. And this will be our first like project truck that we're going to put up onto the YouTube. So we're very excited about that. Not entirely sure what we want to do with the truck yet, but it's a really good deal. And it's an 84, so it's got a 400 Cummins and a 10 speed in it. It's a really solid truck. The interior is really nice, but it's currently blue. And like I said, we haven't bought it yet. We're still in negotiation with the guy on trying to get the truck, but our goal is to buy the truck, and then we would essentially do a whole new series on our YouTube and possibly put some stuff on Chrome and Steel Radio about restoring the truck into more of a, it won't be a working truck, obviously it'll be a show truck for our shop. So, it'll probably get redesigned or repainted to be black and red. I have a good friend of mine who does leather, interiors. So very excited about that. It's going to be a similar content to what Twin Stick Garage does, who's a good friend of our channel and also ours. And just restoring the truck slowly. We'll do it in our shop when we have time in between other trucks and other parts. But we're very excited about it. We're not sure what to call the YouTube series, but we're very excited about getting the truck here when we can get everything negotiated and price all figured out and transportation up here. Lord knows how much towing bills are nowadays. But we're very excited about it. It's going to be a really, really awesome truck, a really, really good start for us. Some of the work that we will probably be doing on the truck is definitely sandblasting and then repainting a lot of the frame and a lot of the parts in general. It is an 84, obviously, so it's, 36 years old. So it definitely needs some love. And honestly, we are very excited, and Maddie's over here doing the video right now, but she's doing a video on cab overs, and I wish that we could do some content of our cab over into some of our videos. So I'm hoping to get this deal done by the end of the week so I can go pick up the truck. It is going to need some work, and I think it's going to need definitely towed back. I'm not sure if I know it runs. I'm not sure if it drives very well, so kind of suspicious of a 36-year-old truck that's been sitting for a while. So, but we're very excited about it. As long as we can get, I don't want to get everybody's hopes up, but in the future, that's what we're planning on doing, is doing project trucks for the channel in order to show you guys what we do here, and also bring something that's maybe similar to what Twin Stick does, and maybe something different. He does a very vlog style. Maybe we'll do something like a slow-mo or a time-lapse or something like that. So, there you go. That is our new project truck. We're not sure what to call it yet. If you guys have any names that you want to call, that you come up with, please let us know. Otherwise, look for that in the future, and I will keep you guys updated. Our episode next week is on Wednesday, obviously. It'll be the 8th, and hopefully we'll have the truck all figured out and all purchased and here by then. So we'll let you know, and I'll get pictures up on social media. If you don't follow us, we'll announce if we buy it, and if we get it here, we'll put it up there and show you the beginning, during and after process of getting it all fixed up. So excited about that. You don't get to see a lot of those cab over trucks very often anymore, which is exactly the video that Maddie's doing right now, that she's working on, that's going to get released later today. So we're trying to bring back that old iron, keep it on the road, and so we'll see. That's our project truck. If you guys have any questions or any recommendations or what you guys feel about cab overs or whatever, please leave it in the chat. We'd love to hear your opinions. And since we're getting close to 25,000 subscribers here. We have a lot of voices and a lot of opinions, so we'd love to hear them all. As long as they're constructive. Keep that in mind. All right. Okay, so let's move on to the next one, the next section we have, and that is the giveaway for our Chrome and Steel t-shirt. Last week, we had a great show on Wednesday at noon, and we had a whole bunch of people respond to us on both the YouTube and the Facebook. We did a random number generator to figure out who won the shirt, but Glenn Lego, G-L-E-N-N, Lego, L-E-G-O. If you're in the YouTube chat, I think he was in it last week. Glenn, if you're here, you won the Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt from last week. I will send you a message right after the show, and I will send you one and get your address and all that kind of stuff. So that is the winner from last week's show. This week's show, all you have to do is be active in the Facebook or YouTube chat, and you're automatically entered in there. And then at next week, before the show, I will do a quick random number generator and figure out who won and give it to you then. So thank you to Glenn for watching the show. Thank you to everybody else for watching the show. And Glenn, I will get you your shirt as soon as I get your shipping info. Great. All right. So let's get to our last sponsor of the day. And then let's talk about some California trucking laws and some other really interesting topics when it comes to the future of trucking. And then we'll wrap up the show so I don't waste too much of your Wednesday. Okay. So the last sponsor of the day, of course, is our friends at Jack's Chrome Shop, a.k.a. us. We sponsor Chrome and Steel Radio, and our business here is family-owned and operated, and we have been since 2017. A good portion of my family works here with me, and we're very appreciative to be able to do family business here and keep that alive and well in America. So let's see what else. We have thousands of chrome parts for Peterbilts, Kenworths, Freightliners, Macks, Internationals, and Volvo trucks. I just built a whole new shipping center and a second floor to it, and we did a whole new install bay. So we just increased our storage space, and so we have a bunch of new parts in stock right now. We just got SCI steering wheels, which are very cool custom steering wheels. I also got a whole bunch of really cool stainless trim parts in, including some bumpers, visors, dash kits, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So the big thing from Jack's Chrome Shop in the month of July, we are having our Freedom Sale, and we have this every year. So the entire month of July, we have 10% off 7- and 8-inch stacks. That includes kits and also top stacks and all of the components, including brackets and all that kind of stuff. It's 10% off. 10% off bumpers all of July, 10% off SCI steering wheels, 10% off visors, and 10% off dash kits. All of those are 10% off. And then the big thing for the month of July on this weekend, the 4th and the 5th, so Independence Day, and this coming Sunday, all of those deals, all of those sales will be doubled. So it'll be 20% off 7- and 8-inch stacks of all kinds, kits, components, top stacks, 20% off all bumpers, 20% off steering wheels, 20% off visors, and 20% off dash kits. So July 4th and 5th is the day to shop if you guys need chrome, and all of our merch for Chrome and Steel Radio and Jack's Chrome Shop is also 20% off this weekend. One of the big things that we added new to the Jack's Chrome Shop website is these posters. We started doing posters for our YouTube channel about a month ago, and we just got our first session. I don't know if I can get in here and not block the camera, but this is our first run of our posters right here. This is an 11 by 17, and these are on chromesteerradio.com and also on jackschromeshop.com for $25 a piece with free shipping. They will be 20% off the entire weekend, though. So this is the first one. We have a second one coming out very, very soon. We're ordering them today. But they're going to be a limited run, and we're going to have between 10 and 20 of them. They're all numbered, collectible, but there'll be one a month. So go check it out. A whole bunch of sales on jackschromeshop.com. Thank you so much for supporting us. And let's get on to some news then. Okay, let's go split screen. Okay. We need 2024 California electric truck law. I should have pulled this up before we started. Yeah, I think this is the article. This is from NPR, but it's whatever. Okay, so the big thing that happened this week, I believe it was on the 26th, so it might have been last week. 26th of June. Yeah, it was last Friday. So California recently passed a pretty, I would say, influential bill when it comes to building trucks, operating trucks in California and in other states that are going to follow this law. So they recently passed this, and basically the theory behind the law is that starting in 2024, they're going to ramp up their electric truck production. As you can see, the article says right here, in another first in the nation move to tackle climate change, California will require automakers to sell more electric trucks starting in 2024. I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but essentially the California Air Resources Board says that by 2045, all new trucks sold in the state should be zero emissions, meaning electric or some kind of renewable resource. So this is going to be a big deal, obviously, for those Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, like long hood truck guys out there. If you're running into California, or if you're, I guess it's only if you're buying buying trucks in California. It'll be interesting to see what the EPA and what the California Emissions Board or whatever, what they say about trucks coming in and out of California. I'm not sure if that's going to be a ban where it's just like it has to be an electric truck or you're not coming in. I'm not sure. But in general, it seems like California is moving towards, obviously, those renewable resources. And in this article, it says that at least seven other states and the District of Columbia may follow suit. So we could end up with eight or so states that require electric trucks to be manufactured by 2045, or at least increase the production by 2024. So obviously, I can't say I'm a large fan of electric trucks in general, because that's just not traditionally what we've worked on or what really catches our eye. Obviously, we more like show trucks and stuff like that. But it is something that is it's in law now, so it's clearly coming. And one of the big companies that will probably benefit most from this is Tesla, and possibly Daimler, who is also creating an electric or I guess renewable resource truck right now. So they also talk about in this article, the Daimler Trucks North America headquarters in Portland, Oregon. Jason Gray, who I think, yeah, he's the, he must be a developer or a manager over there, but he has helped build the company's first 38 medium and heavy duty electric trucks. So the Freightliner E-Cascadia is a class 8 electric trailer, I should say tractor, as big as they come, and yet it hardly makes a sound when Gray starts it up to demonstrate. So the Cascadia, it looks like, will be moving towards an electric frame or electric power plant here at some point. Daimler is clearly working on it. Tesla will soon have their own. I know they're testing it already, and I saw an article earlier this week that they are now in the transportation business already in California when it comes to transporting the Tesla automobiles. These things are coming, and California, 2024, that's only 4 years away. But the electric trucks, it looks like they're starting to really crack down on that. But if you read further down the article, some of the real side effects of having an electric truck kind of come out, and you start to realize that maybe this is not as feasible as people think it is. They're saying that the average range of the E-Cascadia, whatever they're calling it, is about 250 miles before it needs to be recharged. We average about 300 to 350 miles round trip. And we think that electric is going to get there. Okay, so it's not there yet. They're saying that they could possibly get there. The problem is, you can't guarantee what the mileage on this truck is going to be. And it just seems like the whole process is going to be, get in your truck in the morning, it'll be fully charged. You run a route, most likely either a regional or a local route, and then come right back and have to charge it right away. So this is not a good solution for over-the-road, you know, intrastate travel. And it's probably not going to be effective when it comes to longer distance in general. So this whole situation here, I just wanted to talk about it because it is a big deal. And I know I have a couple friends in the industry who do run to California quite frequently. I'm not sure how this will impact their livelihoods when it comes to what trucks they need to run, or if they're going to severely limit what trucks they can run, it doesn't have to have an e-log on it, doesn't have to have this emission system on it, doesn't have to have this in order to go into California. They're always the first ones to start creating these regulations, so we'll have to see where they stand on those in a little while. So that's the article right there. If you guys haven't, let me know your thoughts on the California electric truck law that just came out here. It was last week. Let me know what's going on, what you guys think, obviously. And I feel like, I don't know why we have to preface this or say this, but we are not proponents of the electric trucks. We really do enjoy the old school, old iron, you know, Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, square hood stuff. But we do have to talk about this stuff. We feel we need to talk about this stuff so people can be aware of what's going on. And also, it seems to be we are moving in that direction, and at some point it'll be here. So at some point that bridge will have to be crossed. So Not a big fan, but at least we can talk about it now. We can talk about what's going on and maybe make a plan to not follow California. Who knows? Anyway, so that is California and their full electric truck law. Let us know what you think about that and in the chat, either Facebook or YouTube. If you leave a comment in the Facebook or YouTube chat, you'll be entered to win a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt that we will announce on next week's show. So, before we get out of here, it's been a pretty good show, a little bit shorter than normal, but let's do a quick Chrome and Steel, well, I guess it's a Jack's Chrome Show YouTube Q&A. So, before we get into this, the videos this week are, well, today we are releasing the first in a new series of ours called Big Questions About Big Rigs, and it's covering the cab over. The title of the video is Where Did the Cab Overs Go? Obviously, cab overs are not as popular in any way compared to long hood trucks in today's day and age. It did not always happen that way. At one point, cab overs were the dominant truck format for the country, 50s, 60s era, parts of the 70s. There was legislation that was passed in those time periods that helped to lengthen the total length of the trucks, which also allowed hoods to be added to the trucks. But anyway, that video on Big Questions About Big Rigs, Where Did the Cab Overs Go, is coming out today at 3 p.m. on Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. If you have any questions about any of our other videos, please feel free to ask us now. This is our Q&A session right here. We'd like to give you guys an opportunity to either tell us how you feel about our videos or ask us any questions about our previous 150 whatever videos that we've created, or request some new content that we haven't done yet. So please feel free to let us know in the YouTube chat or the Facebook chat, and we can talk about it. All right, let's see what we got. Robert Green is very active this morning. He says, stretch it out to 300-inch wheelbase. Well, the thing about the cab over that we're getting is that it's probably going to be around 240 wheelbase, 250, I would say. So we would have to stretch it, I mean, another 50 inches at least. So possibly, I've seen some pretty stretched out cab overs that are 310, 315, and it just looks like a real pain to get them around certain places. So we'll see. It will definitely get a frame stretch. It's just too short right now, but I'm thinking we'll probably end up around 275, 280. We'll see about 300. All right. Questions. Electric trucks will never replace the diesel burners. I agree. I hope that we can. I hope it ends up being like the Tesla vehicles right now. If you want a Tesla right now, automobile, you can go buy one. You can go register it. You can go drive it and do whatever you want. But the actual amount of Teslas that are on the road right now is pretty much, you know, not comparable to actual gas-fueled vehicles right now. And I think it will increase over time, but I don't think it's going to be ever a majority of the vehicles that are on the road, if that makes sense. I think we will see a similar situation happen with trucks, especially outside of California. You might see a Tesla truck every once in a while, but I don't think you're going to have, you know, entire fleets that are changing over to this. Walmart has said they are. A couple other companies have said that they're going to order a whole bunch of Tesla semi-trucks and replace their entire fleet. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure if that's actually going to work out the way they think it is. It's a pretty untested product as of right now, so it would be difficult, I think, for any large corporation to say, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to, you know, give up all of my Cascadias or whatever the fleet truck they have is right now and go into an untested Tesla fleet, right? So it'll be interesting to see how that changeover works. And how the laws in California and some other states around there is going to impact that. So, okay, I miss our cab over IH. Yes, the one that we're getting is a Kenworth K100, or that we're looking at right now. It is really hard to find decent cab overs nowadays. Everyone's either scrapped them, or they've turned them into show trucks, or they put them in their barns to stay away for a little while so they can appreciate. So that old iron is slowly going away, unfortunately, and we're trying to keep it here. And the Tesla trucks and the electric trucks are a huge threat to that. So hopefully that we can still continue to have our classic trucks around. If they're changing to electric, they're messing up. They won't go far. I don't think so either. I think they are expecting the range on these trucks to be way more than what it's actually going to be. And I think when they actually get into the you know, performance of these, and when they actually start running these on a daily basis, I think they'll see that it's probably not feasible to run a fleet on these yet. There might be battery technology that comes out later that helps with that, but right now, 250 range, between 250 and 300 miles is just not enough to do. Even, I mean, regional stuff, local stuff is hard, and over the road, there's no way. I mean, there's no way you could stop every 300 or even 250 miles to charge for God knows how long, right? I mean, if it was a 10-minute charge, it would be one thing, right? Like, you could, or how some Teslas will replace batteries on the go. I mean, there has to be a cost there for that, right? There has to be a cost for someone changing the battery for you. It's probably not cheap. And it seems like the infrastructure is not there as it is with Tesla vehicles. And with Tesla trucks, I feel like it's going to be a similar situation. So we'll see. We'll see. This California law is definitely going to push people towards that direction. And there will have to be changes made in the infrastructure in order to get there. But we'll see how much the government and also Tesla or the other electric truck manufacturers are willing to put into this infrastructure in order to make it happen. So, okay. So questions, if you guys have any more questions, I'm going to go through some stuff really quickly while we're talking about our Q&A session here, and we're doing some interesting stuff. Like I said, the big questions for big rigs, is coming out today, and that'll be a new series. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff in that series, including today's episode is Where Do the Cab Overs Go? Some other episodes that we've thought of are we'd like to talk about other regulations in the United States of America that in other countries, and you know, how that has impacted truckers in general. At some point, we'd like to talk about the e-log and the history behind that. Where did it come from? Why people have different feelings about it. We're also going to talk about international trucks, specifically like Australian trucks. And we'd like to, you know, why can Australian trucks run multiple trailers, road trains, compared to trucks in like Indiana here who can't do that, obviously. The funny thing about that whole thing is the different regulations throughout America and throughout the U.S. come into play. If you go up to Michigan, which is just one state above us, they have road trains up there, but if you cross the border, you will not see them. So there's a bunch of questions out there that I think people either would like to have the answer to or would just like to know more about. So if you guys are going to be around at 3 p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time, the big questions about big rigs is coming out on the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. This Friday, we are releasing, we're just going to release the teaser for it on the YouTube, but White Line Fever is our third episode in the Trucking Culture series. That'll be coming out on Patreon. The full length short film will be on Patreon. So if you'd like to help support our YouTube channel and all of the content that we create here, we create at least two videos a week, if not more. It's soon going to be three videos in this podcast a week. So if you guys would like to help support our media section here, please go to patreon.com/Jack's Chrome Show. And sign up to be a patron of Jack's Chrome Show. So some things that you get if you want to sign up and help support the YouTube, we give you free decals. We have some really cool Jack's Chrome Shop decals that we will send you for free. If you give us, if you go to the next tier, which is $9 a month, we give you a free T-shirt, a free Jack's Chrome Shop T-shirt. And if you'd like to join our poster club, which is why we made these posters in the first place, please go to patreon.com/Jack's Chrome Show and join the poster club, which is $25 a month, but you get a poster every single month. We will send you one of these 11x17 high quality posters every single month of the year. And we are sending our June versions out right now. Our July posters are being printed. Yes, if you'd like to just buy one poster, they are on jackscrimshop.com in our merchandise section. Our apparel section has them. So we really enjoyed the show today. If you guys have any more questions, let's wrap this up really quickly. And we can get out of here and I can give you guys back your day. Robert Green says, I would love to have my K100 back. Well, I would love for you to have your K100 so you could sell it to me for like 3 cents. But that's not going to happen. All right. I run 400 to 575 miles a night, even as a local driver. Yeah. So going back to the Tesla or electric truck thing, people are running 400 to 575 miles a night as a local driver. These electric trucks are running anywhere from 250 to 350 in range. So it would have to be a situation where you would, I mean, stop halfway through your night or through your runs and have to change over a battery or get a different truck. Or it just seems like a huge hassle that could be avoided if you just keep your diesel running truck around. So if the numbers were different, if the if the performance was different, if the range was different, it would be a different discussion. But when Tesla originally came out with the Tesla Semi or proposed it as a product and they did their initial launch, they were saying that the range on their trucks was going to be 500 miles or something like that. And as soon as I saw that number, I just scoffed at it. There's no way. There's no way that you're going to find 500 miles out of an electric battery. And they since have revised that down to 300 and 250 and all that kind of range. So I don't even think they know how electric semis are going to behave or how they're going to operate on the road. So I it just seems like a really – the legislation just seems like it's way too early on a product that is not tested yet. So we have 4 years to test this product, and then everyone has to start doing electric semis after we've had 80 to 100 years of diesel-powered stuff. So we will see. When is the Convoy series coming to YouTube? It's already on there, man. Nathaniel Lee, the Convoy series is already up on YouTube. It's Trucking Culture. I can actually get it up there right now. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, the Trucking Culture Convoy went up in June, I believe. Let's see. Videos. It's right here. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. So if you want to watch the second episode of Trucking Culture, which was all in the movie Convoy, it is right here on our YouTube already. It's also up on our Patreon. We release our Trucking Culture episodes on Patreon first for the people who sign up to be patrons there, and then we release it a week later on our YouTube. So it's right there, and our first one was Smoking the Bandit, which is right here if you guys want to watch the Trucking Culture series on that. And then White Line Fever, White Line Fever. We're doing a whole Trucking Culture episode on that, and that will be released on Patreon only again, patreon.com/JacksChromeShow this Friday. We'll do a sneak peek of it that we're going to put up on our YouTube, but you will not be able to see it unless you are a patron until next Friday, which is the 10th. Okay, so that's where that is. But if you'd like to watch Convoy, it is up on the channel. Any last second questions for the podcast? This one was a little bit shorter this week. Last week, I think we did a 50-minute whatever plus show. This week, we'll try to keep it a little bit shorter. There's less news, less stuff to talk about. So, anything else? Typical for California? Yeah, they're always trying to be ahead of the game. We will see if they shoot themselves in their own foot. We will see. Only time can tell, unfortunately. We don't know. If for some reason this thing takes off and for some reason electric trucks are just the best thing ever since sliced bread, I don't know. I highly doubt that's going to happen, but maybe we're going to be wrong. Will the e-truck be able to move protesters out of the road? You know what they need? They need to put hook some prongs up to the battery of the truck and put them out front like that, and then just like it's like a moving cattle fence or something like that. That's kind of mean, but whatever. It would be interesting to fab that up. Okay, that is the last comment of the day, and what a way to end the show. Thanks so much for watching, guys. If you want to check out the Chrome and Steer Radio live stream, it's going to be up and live all the rest of today, and I believe the rest of the week. It is up on chromeandsteerradio.com, and the live stream has all of our past episodes of all of our podcasts on the Chrome and Steer Radio network up on it. I think there's like 130 different episodes that are up there right now. So go to chromeandsteerradio.com and click on the live stream link, and you can watch all of our episodes just as a, I don't know what to call it, like a continuous stream of them. And then let's see, what else do we have? Up on there, we also have some really cool, audience submissions. Some people have sent in some videos about trucking that we're putting up there here this week. Bill Weaver's music videos are up there. Hope Zavara's, all of her, wellness minutes are going to be up there very soon. And soon all of our Jack's Chrome Show, content, I think we have between 130 and 150 videos that we're going to be putting on the Chrome and Steer Radio live stream. So go to chromeandsteerradio.com, shop for our merch on there if you can. And, thank you to everyone who talked in the chat today. I really appreciate you guys. We will be giving away another one of these shirts next week. So make sure you guys, say something in the chat. One last question before we go. Actually, two last questions before we go. What is your favorite truck from 1999? If you mean the year 1999, probably a Peterbilt 379. If you're talking about from 1999 forward, I'm a big Kenworth fan, to be honest with you. I really like the 379. The 389 has not been, I mean, it's basically the same thing, but a lot of the new 389 trucks run some interesting power plants in them that are not, they run X15 Cummins in them right now, which I don't think are the ideal motor to run in a square head truck, but I'm a big W900 fan in general. So anyway, that'll end it for today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Go to chromosteerradio.com and jackschromeshop.com, and we will see you next Wednesday at noon. See ya.